Viviana Dragani, your hostess, welcome back to Italieco, the only bilingual show in the greater Boston area. This is WNTN Radio Global Echoes, the Boston's hub for international radio. Today, my guest is a writer, Claire Ishi Ayetoro. Hi, Claire. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be on your show today.
My pleasure. Thank you for joining us. So you were diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 2014, and you decided to write a book, I Hear the Black Raven, a petit memoir. So tell us more about yourself and your writing process.
Yes, so I'm Claire. I'm an author and a business owner. My business is Equal Age. It's a merchandise media company that has the goal of raising awareness about human equality. And as you mentioned, I'm an author, and I wrote the book I Hear the Black Raven, a petite memoir. I was born and raised in a small town in Soso, Mississippi, is in the southern United States. A little more about me. I like to do a variety of activities, including art. Art pursuits like singing, writing poetry, woodworking. Yes. So I feel that I'm a creative at heart. And that's a little bit about me.
Awesome. And can you give a brief description of your book?
Yeah. So the book is, the vehicle I use for the book is my experiences with mental illness. So it's sort of a mental illness memoir, but it also goes into other universal themes like finding love, the quest for love. I mean, it talks about some parts of dealing with abuse. And the biggest part of it is the mental health aspect of it, though.
Great. And why did you write this book?
So I wrote this book because I wanted to offer a perspective of mental health that I feel is not quite covered so broadly. The psychotic episodes that I experienced in my mental illness with bipolar 1 disorder, I feel like there are a unique aspect that I have experienced, and I wanted to share that with other people. And also I wanted to give people a bit of hope who are experiencing struggles in life, and let them know that other people are experiencing these things too. And so you are not alone in your struggles. And I wanted to offer that hope to other people.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing that. And what surprised you the most when you wrote it?
So, I was surprised at the feeling of catharsis that I got from it. Like, I was dreading, even though I was excited about writing the book, I was dreading writing the book because a lot of the experiences I had were very traumatic for me. And I did not think that I wanted to relive those experiences. But as I wrote about my experiences, I was refreshed and relieved, and I was able to look back on those experiences and gain learnings from them. That I could share with other people. So that was really the most surprising thing, is the feeling of catharsis that I gained from writing the book.
Got you. And what do you think will intrigue our readers the most?
So I think the experiences with mania that I wrote about are the most intriguing, because I think people will be kind of caught off guard because you don't hear about them, these types of things happening to people every day. But there are some pretty bizarre things that have happened to me that I share in the book. And I think that people will be surprised by them, but also they'll be able to appreciate those experiences.
Great. And who can benefit from this book?
Well, so people who want to learn about mental illness, they can benefit. People who are going through life struggles and they need a bit of hope, they can benefit. Anyone who is just wanting to learn something new, or someone who likes poetry or philosophical discussion, they can benefit from the book. So pretty much I tried to put something for everyone in the book so that many people can pick it up and enjoy and get something out of it.
Terrific. What is the most important message you want readers to walk away with?
I want them to know that whatever they're going through, there is hope. There's always a seed of hope inside of us. And to that they don't have to give up in life. Like, just because this bad experience happens, that's not the end. It's just an experience. And they can use it as a opportunity to grow or a chance to, you know, do something different. But it's always a learning experience, and life is always a learning experience. And that's the biggest thing that I want readers to take away from it.
That's a very important message. Thank you so much. So where can we find your book?
So the book is not out right now, but it's going to be out in about 3 weeks. It's going to be on Amazon. Yes, it's going to be on Amazon for you to purchase. It's also going to be on an audiobook version on Google Play and iTunes. So on my website, www.ishiayatoro.com, you can sign up for my mailing list and get notified when the book officially releases.
Thank you so much, Claire Ishiayatoro, for being with us today.
Thank you.